Hello and welcome to Fake Radio Daily. This is the show that brings you the news from the fictional world while Geek Radio Daily is on vacation. I'm the person bringing the show to you today. I'm podcasting's Rich Siegfried.
My art is a weapon!
On this day in fictional history, in 2055, Travis Ryer's prehistoric time-traveling safari team barely returned from the past when his gun jams directly in front of a dinosaur from a sound of thunder. Birthdays. No one important has a birthday today unless it's your birthday. Or we could also count the numerous food babies that we all carry to term thanks to gorging yesterday. Hope you had a good Thanksgiving.
The wonderful Billy Flynn looks at what soap opera's Billy Flynn is doing today. It's your Days of Our Lives Chad update.
Eric expands his photography business with new capital, a VCR and camcorder. Julie's friends are at her home while Eric is away and they are bored. Julie suggests making a short film and Alan agrees to direct. They use Eric's new camcorder despite Eric's instructions that it is fragile and Julie is not supposed to use it when Eric is not at home. Well, surprise, surprise, after they make the video featuring the girls in the leotards doing an exercise video like Jane Fonda, they fight over the camera and it gets broken with a big old crack in the lens. When Eric returns home, he drops a camcorder and remarks to himself he needs to buy a new lens because he thinks that he did it. Later that night, Julie's feeling guilty and decides to tell Eric that she and Alan broke the camera, not him, which Eric admits he knew about. Ooh, you got tricked, yo. Julie agrees to work off the cost of the lens, but he is still unsure how Eric knew until he remarks that she has the makings of a good aerobics instructor, and you just played yourself. Hashtag Chabby forever. And now promo.
Do you like to study? Are you kind to creatures of all shapes and sizes? Do you believe in monsters? Then Baron Davis and the Monster Rangers want you! Monsters hide in plain sight. Boys and girls can see them, and so can you if you just use Baron Davis's patented Imaginate process involving self-discipline, wonder, and candy. Monster Rangers are kind, honorable, spooky, thrifty, and irreverent, while the evil Dr. Duke Davis and his plug uglies are mean, full of bunk, and your run-of-the-mill mullygrubs. Join us to help defend the land of Monstru. Monsters around the globe are in trouble and need our help. So if you've got the moxie, then log on to your nearby terminal and go to monsterrangers.com. Believe, study, protect.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Fake news! Taking a look at the weekly world news from a certain point of view. The U.S. government is reportedly mandating that all American school kids eat green slime. The company that sells ground beef treated with ammonia proclaims their meat mixture is good for America's school children, even though parents across the country are seriously questioning the safety of what has been dubbed green slime. Beef Products Incorporated made the declaration about its finely textured lean beef, or LTFB, over the weekend to the Weekly World News, which broke, of course, the news that the federal government plans to buy ground beef that contains 7 million pounds of the product in the coming year. After the report, green slime became a trending term on Twitter. The U.S. Department of Health and the USDA stepped in and they reportedly investigated the green slime. We found that the green slime is actually some of the best food we've ever analyzed. We are recommending that all students eat green slime every day of the school year, said a source in the government. The USDA reportedly feels that the green slime will help kids grow stronger, taller, and make them smarter and more focused. Green slime accomplishes three important goals on behalf of millions of kids, said a spokesperson for the green slime industry. It improves the nutritional profile, increases the safety of the products, and meets the budget parameters that allow the school lunch program to feed kids nationwide every day. The USDA reportedly said that extracting beef remnants from fat and trimmings, where pathogens such as E. coli and salmonella are found in markedly higher concentrations, is a cost-effective way to increase overall yields, shaving an estimated 3 cents off the cost of making a pound of ground beef. Children are getting used to the green slime, and were expected to learn that green slop, made from the intestines of pigs, was going to be served in the near future as well. Melania Trump has spoken in favor of the green slime and heads the national directive.
If kids eat the slime every day, it will help them lose weight and get smarter.
Yeah, they'll lose weight. They'll be in the bathroom all day, said one livid parent, Jenny Lament, who is refusing to allow her daughter to eat green slime. WWN can report that Miss Lament was arrested on charges of child endangerment. Detective Frank Thorne, a man investigating the sudden interest and implementation of the green slime, posted on his social media.
I don't know why the hell they're making the kids eat this garbage. Nobody knows what's really in it. For all we know, it could be made of people.
When attempted to reach for additional comment, Detective Frank Thorne was no longer available. Weekly World News has learned that NASA launched a mission to the sun. It is also planning to launch a second mission to the sun in 2021. In October, NASA launched a spacecraft from Cape Canaveral Air Force Station in Florida, and its mission is to fly what most have thought was too close to our star. Fitted with a select set of instruments, Solar Probe Plus will address two questions that solar physicists have tussled with for decades. How does the corona, that ghostly spiked halo seen during a total solar eclipse, heat to more than 1,000,000 degrees, far hotter than the sun's surface? And what powers the solar wind, the stream of charged particles that flow from the corona? An up-close look at the sun will help scientists predict solar flares, as well as coronal mass ejections, or solar storms, like those launched at Earth in 2017. These events send a barrage of high-energy particles crashing against the Earth's magnetic field, at times disabling satellites, wiping out power grids, forcing airlines to reroute flights, and potentially exposing astronauts to fatal doses of radiation. Scientists have sent probes to the solar system's edge, but never so near its heart. Coming within 3.7 million miles of the sun's surface, 25 times closer than Earth, the 14,000-pound unmanned spacecraft will heat to 2,600 degrees Fahrenheit and endure 512 times the sunlight of vessels orbiting Earth. It is expected to make its first approach from that distance in 2022. The mission will undoubtedly have impact on our ideas and about how life operates throughout the universe. If life does operate throughout the universe, how our planet evolved and how we're going to contend with the further exploration of space, said Richard Fisher, director of NASA's Heliophysics Division. Scientists have talked of such a journey since the 1950s, but plans were always logistically fraught and prohibitively expensive. Time and time again, the mission was revived and then shelved. NASA also plans to eventually send astronauts to the sun within 5 years. Timing, of course, is the most difficult thing. Between potential storms on launch day, there is also a very small window for astronauts to be able to safely slingshot around the sun to land on the dark side. And finally, an angry turkey named Godzilla has been terrorizing residents of Michigan for over 2 months. There have been over 36 turkey attack victims and 2 fatalities. Authorities have been unable to catch the killer. One victim, Betty Giemer, now wakes up an extra hour early to avoid the wild bird on her daily trip to the post office after she was viciously attacked by the turkey.
He bit my hand and took 3 of my fingers with him.
Godzilla regularly attacks victims when they are on their way to work or school and typically jumps out of bushes with wings spread wide. High school students in the Upper Peninsula are now so frightened of the bird that they are all staying at home instead of going outside. The same is true for the elderly.
I'm afraid to go out of my house, said Vern Reddick. I have to go to the 7-Eleven at 6 o'clock in the morning to avoid the maniac.
I had to go next door to the neighbor's and have him use a push broom to keep him away while I brought the groceries in, said Edna Margolis. That damn bird blocked the path to my house.
Local Michigan resident Sam Reed was also attacked regularly.
He bit off my nose and plucked a hole in my brother's stomach. The thing probably weighs 55 to 60 pounds.
Michigan authorities are doing everything they can to calm residents.
We sent a few deputies out to shoot the bird, but they never came back. We're thinking of calling in the National Guard.
Turkeys are known to be extremely aggressive when defending their territory, according to wildlife expert John Comito.
An adult bird. He's trying to defend the area or the territory,
Comito told the Free Pass.
They can be aggressive in terms of defending their territory, especially if they're wild with the gobble disease.
Some say it isn't a real turkey, but the ghost of Minnie, Michigan, the famous turkey once pardoned by the mayor, but was tragically killed by a passing logging truck the day of its release. Many residents scoff at the idea of a ghost turkey, but local Catholic priest Father Christopher told Weekly World News,
"Well, they can come all they want, but I've called the Archdiocese to bring in an exorcist to rid this town
of the foul poultrygeist.
GRD is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivative Works 3.0 United States license. Please come check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And of course, hit up our website at geekradiodaily.com. It's a fun place to be. Drop a review on ye olde iTunes. And of course, check us out on youtube.com/geekradiodaily. Cartoons galore. Hit up the Patreon to keep us off the streets and in bars where we belong. Please send a note to podcast@geekradiodaily.com or give us a call at
510-GRD-CREW. That's 510-GRD-CREW.
And we will see you the next time that we do.
I have a condition called the Jumping Frenchman of Maine, where I leap to extreme heights when startled. It's very common. If you're a Frenchman, you're from Maine.
Just do what I do. Sound it out in your head. That way you don't get embarrassed.